This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act, which critics have deemed anti-Muslim. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
Indian leader Narendra Modi let loose a fiery speech Sunday, blasting critics who call a new law anti-Muslim. Addressing a crowd of Hindu nationalist supporters in New Delhi, dressed in red and green, holding the national flag, Modi took the stage after days of violent and deadly protests that have rocked India. The bill paves the way to citizenship for some undocumented immigrants. Those from Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan that entered India before 2015 are covered, but not Muslims. Critics call that discrimination.
And that would be Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Fire officials in India say a blaze at a warehouse in New Delhi killed 9 people and left at least 3 others injured on Monday. After nearly 3 months of waiting, the preliminary results of Afghanistan's September presidential election have been released. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Afghanistan's incumbent President Ashraf Ghani won a slim majority of votes in the country's presidential election. Delayed preliminary results showed on Sunday, in a vote that was marred by allegations of massive fraud. But the battle for the presidency is not over yet.
Mohammad Ashraf Ghani.
The Independent Election Commission said Ghani had won 50.64% of the vote, while his main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, had 39.52%. The IEC said that was enough for Ghani to win the first round of voting outright, but added that the outcome could change in final results and that if Ghani hadn't secured more than 50%, the election would go to a second round of voting.
That is Reuters' David Doyle. A newly released government study we'll get to in a moment. This is VOA News. A newly released government email shows the White House sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky by phone in July. In the call, Mr. Trump asked the Ukrainian leader to investigate his political rival, Democrat Joe Biden. The fateful phone call is key to the abuse of power charge on which Mr. Trump has been impeached. Meanwhile, Republicans and Democrats are still at an impasse over President Trump's impeachment trial. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't want new testimony. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer does, leaving open the possibility of a protracted delay. President Trump complained about the holdup Saturday.
It's so unfair. It's so unfair. She has no case.
But Schumer says they have even more evidence.
This email is explosive. A top administration official, one that we requested, is saying, stop the aid 91 minutes after Trump called Zelensky and said, keep it hush hush.
That email from senior White House budget official Michael Duffy, who Schumer wants to testify. Julie Walker, New York.
The scorching heat baking Australia eased on Monday, bringing relief from extreme bushfires. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Back from his Hawaiian vacation, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney on Sunday. And he was on the defensive after his holiday drew sharp criticism as the country's bushfire crisis deepened. Morrison announced he would return home early after the deaths of 2 firefighters in New South Wales on Thursday. Firefighters made the most of cooler weather on Sunday to access badly burnt towns and contain any blazes before the expected return of hotter conditions at the end of the week.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Boeing is celebrating a successful ending to a crewless test mission, but 2 days earlier failed to reach the orbit needed to dock with the International Space Station. Reuters' Chris Dingham has more.
Boeing's Starliner astronaut spacecraft landed in White Sands, New Mexico on Sunday. The early morning landing caps a turbulent 48 hours for Boeing after faulty software forced officials to cut short the unmanned mission aimed at taking an astronaut capsule to the International Space Station. While an automated timer error prevented Starliner from attaining the right orbit to dock with the space station, its core objective.
You look at the landing, it was an absolute bullseye.
Representatives from both NASA and Boeing said there was still plenty to cheer.
That is Reuters' Chris Dingham reporting. Anytime you want to know what's going on in the world, please visit our website at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.